you said you hadn't formed, you know, you don't want to form too many opinions about the ones who are here, but how about now, if, you know, you've been here since the beginning of the year, have you started to kind of take a look at how you want this hockey club to come together, coming out of September and going into October?
Yeah, that never ends. So I got a chance to see the American League team play, and there were some players in that group that I hadn't seen play, and even a guy like Vinicius, who practiced with us, I got to see him play there. So that was important. Again, as much about style as anything else, because, you know, the management will tell you about a player, but you need to go in and see what he can do. Get a chance to watch these. So have a feel very generally about everybody in the organization, but how you build your team. And we've already gone through 50 different line combinations. That's what we do all summer. We're bored, frustrated, because there's nothing. We do that all the time.
How about Matthew Pearl? You said you're involved in the recruiting process.
Well, we wanted to make sure with Matthew that or any player that comes in, that, you know, what we have in mind for them is accurate. I mean, there's always room for change, that see you as fitting in this role, but at the end of the day, everything's earned. So be real clear about that with the guy. But it is as much to get a feel for how he views his game and what he thinks he's good at. So that was really all that conversation. Matthew's going to come in and be able to move the puck for us a little bit out of the middle right now in a third-line role. And we don't necessarily run our bench like that. It's a little bit different. We're looking for some production from all three, and we may balance them that way. And also, he's going to help us, we think, on our power play that needs some improvement.
You mentioned possibly you may be playing in Kane, too. What do you think? Some of you fit to maybe be a puck distributor for him?
Well, there are a number of wingers. Kane and Wheeler, especially with their speed, they need somebody that can move the puck out of the middle on a timing play as much. You know, get it to those guys. Frolik and Ladd on the wings and even Buffon are a little different style of player. But when you have somebody like Kane, you have a player like Wheeler. That are so explosive with their speed, getting the puck at the right time into the right hole is important. So how all those lines, we had used Kane and Scheif and Wheels together. There's a lot of different ways we can move it around now, because I think we can put, you know, when you go back to the original part of this, Ladd, Little, and Frolik went together because the team was really getting hurt by the other team's best on a nightly basis. And we felt that it was kind of almost who's our best defensive player at each position, and they went and they were good. But we'll have an expectation now with the time that Mark Scheifele played that we will be able to play more players against the other team's best, which will allow us to change our lineup a little bit and how we structure the lines.
Speaking of the other team's best, there's a lot of good players moved into your division and free agency this year.
Right.
Is that something that you have to prepare for now?
Doesn't change any of the way that we prepare, and it doesn't change the track that we're on with our team and developing our younger players and making sure they're in roles that they will grow into. But you know what? That happens every single year, right? There's a bunch of teams really, really excited right now because they added one or two guys, and at the end of the year, there's one winner, and not all plans go as planned. So, you know, it's like the idea of, you know, you really want to prepare to beat the LA Kings, you know, in the playoffs if you want to get the final, except you may never play the LA Kings, you know. I mean, yeah, some teams in our division and on our side believe they've gotten better, they've added skilled players, but they had some pretty good players in those holes to start with, so they were pretty good teams before that.
Well, did it ever happen in Carolina when you were there? Because Kevin had mentioned on July 1st, he said your own players were talking about it when they were recruiting during that 5-day window before Reeves, he started. How excited your guys were that Paul Maurice was the head coach and they were using that as an enticement to try to bring other players in. How encouraging is that for you, the message you were able to deliver?
They hadn't gone through training camp yet. No, it's not going to be like that. The training camp's too short even to be hard anymore. I mean, it used to be 6 weeks and it was just hard by duration. I love coming to the rink. I love coaching this team, and I come to the rink, I think, with some enthusiasm, and I think players like that. So they don't have easy days here. It's not a soft place to play from a coach's point of view. We push our team hard, and we did break through the stretch and got good results. But I really, truly believe the players in our room, they like that. They want to work hard, and they want to compete, and they want to get better. So I enjoyed the group, and I said that to you a bunch of times, and I wasn't just, you know, coach's line. I like a bunch of the guys, and I really like the group, and I think as a group, we will be a better team than I think people think next year based on where we are 5 days after free agency.